Good evening to you. This is Bill Bauman. I bet you didn't even know that. Well, it's true. And Donna Bauman is on the other end of my line. And I just want to welcome you. This happens to be the 14th day of July, which in France, as you all know, is Bastille Day, or the celebration of the storming of the Bastille, which was in France the prison in which many prisoners were there, but especially political prisoners, and it was the symbol of enormous unfreedom. And on this day in the year 1789, they stormed that. 1789 was exactly 13 years after the 4th of July proclamation of freedom and liberation for the United States. And it was, of course, the French people's way of saying, we're not going to be unfree anymore, we're going to be free. And did you know that on the 14th day of July, the next year, 1790, in a way that is celebrated throughout the country even today, every year, is what in French they call la fête de la fédération, the feast of, or the celebration of, the federation. So in one year they broke out of prison, they proclaimed their freedom, and in the next year they set up the foundation for their freedom and their whole new life. And I would like to invite that theme for us today. So I came up with this adorable topic that you're just going to love. It's called Personal Freedom, Bastille Style. So I really want to welcome you to the 14th day of July, but to the symbol, to the meaning, to the significance, to the invitation, to the power and the spirit of what that is, which is your freedom, my freedom, our freedom. So thank you for being here. Hi, everybody. As I said before, it's Bill Bauman, and we are here, and I would like to welcome absolutely every one of you from all around the world, and welcome you to this space. And to me, it's an amazing space. Let's especially today call it our space of utter, absolute, complete freedom. A space where, as we step into it, as we sort of sit down in it, as we, whether with phone by our ear or computer screen in front of us, where we gather together, however many scores and scores and scores of us happen to be here, that we're here in the spirit of our totally, totally beautiful, magnificent, free self. And I welcome you personally to my heart, to Donna's heart, to the heart of everybody who's here, because that heart, that individual and shared heart, that heart just reaches out and holds you right now in the truth of you, and that truth happens to be you are an amazingly free, free, beautiful being. I would love to thank Donna on behalf of those of you who are on the web, or looking at this, being with us through the website or through the web presence, and thank her for these beautiful photos of her very special kind of art that happened to be online. So, Donna, hi. Would you be willing to say hi to us?
Oh, maybe.
Think about
yes,
it. Get back to yeah.
So I do want to say hello and welcome to everyone. And for those of you who are on the web tonight, I did choose an animal series, and I absolutely love being able to paint animals. And it all started with a dream about a wolf, and he asked me to paint him, and I said, I don't know how to paint animals. And he looked at me in the dream and said, find my essence. And that's how I've painted the animals. I spent a lot of time just focusing on a particular animal until I felt I had connected with that essence. So that's kind of the background. And I just want to add one thing. Bastille Day is very special to us. We lived there. We celebrated Bastille Day in the grand way that the French do. And in all of the joy, I want us all to remember tonight the the people of Nice, because there was a terror attack this afternoon, which was midnight their time as they were closing the day. And I know those people, as we are one with everything and everyone, will want or wish or be grateful for our connection with them. Thank you.
Oh, Donna, that was beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In a second, I'm going to invite us all to say hi. In a moment of, I think for me, just very, very heartful, deeply sincere expression of I love you. I want to invite all of us to love. Just the love that is in your heart, but the love that you are an embodiment of. Put all of that together with that love that we're all embodying of just being sort of unleashed and let free right here in this moment. We have an hour, and to me it's not only a precious hour, it's a sacred hour, but it's a powerful, transforming hour. It's an hour full of blessings. And I'm just inviting us just to drink in the blessing of love just as we speak. And I am going to get my trusty little mouse out and click a particular button which will unmute every one of us. Yes, everyone, even those who don't deserve to be unmuted. That was cute. I thought that was adorable. Anyway, this is our time just to take a few seconds, say hello to each other, whatever words you want to use or not use, even if you're on the web, even if you're joining us later, as many people do, because your schedule doesn't allow you to be present in this moment. And just greet us and embrace us, and especially be embraced by us in this verbal way. Here we are. Hi, everybody. Hello.
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 Aloha.
OMG, that was beautiful. Wow. Oh, my gosh, that just penetrated to my depths. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm here to invite us to what I want to be, believe will be, an amazing moment of freedom. Again, this whole time is dedicated to this hour, dedicated to a blessing of freedom. And let's assume right off the bat, and I'm assuming it easily because I totally experience it as here, that the spirit of freedom is here, that your free spirit is here, and that your free spirit is in charge of not just this hour, but in charge of awakening the totally free you, in charge of reaching deep down into and within your very core and touching the deepest fiber of who you are and stirring you in a way that awakens you in a sleep, in a sense, awakens you from whatever sleep that you or I or we or any of us may have been in, even if a subtle, subtle, subtle sleep in which we believe that we are unfree. So I, in my usual style, am very oriented to ramble, just to talk. And, of course, the talk is both background music and it's verbal commentary on what I believe to be the blessing of this hour, which is your personal freedom, bestial style. So here's my rambling. Somehow this afternoon I started looking back on my life. And that's always a dangerous thing to do, of course. But I started to see, I've kind of known it anyway, but I've started to see that my life's always been about freedom. All the way from day one or hour one or in the womb, it's been about experiencing the depths of unfreedom, and it's been about whatever the journey is to freedom. So I just want to, you know, kind of move you through a few of those aspects. So one is just it's about my personal freedom, and the others are about freedom of those beyond me, But first, my life has been about the healing of my own personal pain, my own issues. And I think I've got an example that I may share of that later. But then stepping from that freedom, from that Bastille, from that what felt like prison, into a bigger and bigger version of me, a larger, over-the-forest version of a free and full spirit that I am. So a real journey from a prison or a perceived prison. So freedom from, and then a freedom to who I really am. And then, as some of you know, I was a Catholic priest for a little bit of time. That was one of my first official ways of leaping into life and being a helper. And during that time, I noticed I helped people get unstuck from their problems, unstuck from their resistances, unstuck from whatever it was in them that kept them in that context from living in their heart, from doing what in my sense, what the Christian message was about, which is all about love. So I helped them get unstuck out of that, whatever their inner prison was, and sometimes their external prison, and then find the freedom of the very love that lived in their heart. And then a little later, as a psychologist, which I spent a lot of years practicing as, I always practiced. I never quite got there, but my practicing was amazing. Anyway, as a psychologist, I basically just helped lift people and help them lift themselves from the grip, and really for so many of us it is such a grip of their personal pain, their personal issues, and or their prison, if you will, and then find what I want to call their innately free spirit, their naturally free, liberated self, usually right in the middle of their psyches. So for the people I was helping as a priest, I helped them find it in their heart. As a psychologist, I helped them find it in their psyches, in their subconscious, unconscious selves, in their energetic beings. And then, for a number of years, Donna and I, in and around Washington, D.C., we dedicated our lives to world peace. And so as a servant, if you will, of world peace, I found myself helping us to move as a human family, or at least trying to help us as a human family, move from what I just feel like calling our addiction to war and oppression and those kinds of things, to a freedom-centered embrace of each other, an embrace of our mutual and collective oneness as a family. With hopefully the spirit of that oneness being the stimulus to, again, free us from whatever self-built prisons we've built, to sort of like back to the French in 1790, the establishing of their word, federation, which was a more democratically oriented society. But to change the word, to move us as a human race, a human family, from our self-imposed prison to a space where we respect and love and honor each other and create systems and foundations and grounds in which we just enhance each other amazingly. And then in my more recent years, which happen to be many years at this point, as a spiritual support to people, I felt moved to really help each one of us lift ourselves from, let me call it, an inner prison of separation or a feeling of smallness or disempowerment or fear or whatever the word may be, whatever the phenomenon may be that leaves us feeling like we're not free, and help us stand in our very own freedom. Help us find the space of our fullness. Help us grasp, excuse me, and embrace our empowerment and our magnificence. Excuse me. So to me, in every one of these approaches, it was always about, and is still always about, putting this whole concept of Bastille, of imprisonment, of oppression, of unfreedom, putting it into the past, dissipating it into its illusory fabric, and showing up to the real, 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 real truth of us. And that's what I want to dedicate this sacred hour to. You, me, us, all free, free beings. All free. And I, for some reason in this very moment, I'm reminded of Martin Luther King's 1960s speech in front of the Lincoln Memorial on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., when he talked about having a dream, when little black boys and girls and little white boys and girls will walk hand in hand in equality, in love, in embrace, in building each other up, in supporting each other. And in this moment, I have a dream. And since my life's been all about freedom and my own quest for it and helping hundreds and thousands of other people find that freedom, my dream, especially at this moment in my life, my dream is that that freedom, that is what I think so many of our world events are about, even in our own perhaps clumsy way of trying to blast ourselves into freedom, even ways that are possibly hurtful to others. Nonetheless, this is our moment for us as a human family, but for each of us to really be free, to embrace that freedom. And we all know the saying that whatever it is you want out there, see it in yourself. Whatever freedom we want in the outside, create that freedom within ourselves. And I really, really have discovered that as I have created and found and embraced and owned and celebrated freedom within myself, that just automatically transfers. It automatically, through osmosis, moves into. It automatically blesses everyone, every circumstance around, just because it's an alive, real reality within me or within you or within each one of us. So to me, to me, the Bastille, that at the time impenetrable and inescapable fortress that was built to oppress and sustain people in a state of powerlessness, that Bastille is a powerful symbol of our rise from imprisonment to freedom, from smallness to bigness, from constriction to flow, from separation to unity, from fear to power, in short, from who we're not to who we are. And just as an interesting little piece of information, if you go to Paris today and go looking for the Bastille, you really will not find it. There is a Place de la Bastille, the town center of the Bastille, but all you'll find there is a little monument, a little plaque that says, "Here stood the prison of the Bastille." And it's gone because it's gone. It's gone because it's in the past. It's gone because the spirit of freedom took over. And for us this evening, today, my quest, my desire, my intention, and my blessing is that whatever has been or might still be a prison for any of us, a perceived prison, a felt prison, that it will dissipate and, just like in Paris, cease to be visible or feelable or noticeable, and its place will be taken by the spirit of and the presence of the totally, totally free you and me. And so I feel like inviting each of us, each one of us here now, to our own version of that journey from prison to total freedom. And of course, many of us have already been freed or already free. There's no internal prison or external prison. And all we're about is not freedom from, we're about freedom for. But many of us have a foot in both camps. We've already claimed that freedom, and we're strongly pursuing it. We're in the, quote, freedom for, unquote, mode. But in some ways, we're still pulling that other foot or the last toe or toes out of whatever maybe has been our particular version of that prison in the past. So wherever you are, whatever you are in that schema, join us in your own way, in your own, on your own special journey, in this journey of, even if you're already free, total freedom, complete freedom. And so what I want to call the spirit of freedom, and put quotes around that and maybe bold print, the spirit of freedom is powerfully, powerfully here. As I just early this afternoon just opened up to what are we about this evening? What is the nature of the blessing here? What, from a word point of view, what are our words about? What is it that is opening in each of us? What is it that our souls are moving us to open to? It's freedom. It's really freedom. And so interestingly, September of last year in Las Vegas, many of you perhaps were there. We had a 4-day workshop that was all about freedom, all about freedom. And from that, we've had this year going on a few large mentoring groups all about freedom. So freedom is in the air. Again, freedom is around the earth. We're in another big thrust to create freedom, and to create it in a big way, and we can interpret political events and social events and cultural events and racial events all as a way of everyone standing up high and saying it's time for freedom. And so for each of us, our part of that, I believe, is to create or be open to or welcome the blessing of or the gift of personal freedom as it wants to come alive in each one of us right here, right now, today. So that, again, whether through osmosis or through some external act of expression on our part, or just through our very own being of freedom, we are a gift of freedom to this world. And so I'm inviting us to a journey, each of us, to a very special journey in this sacred hour. It's a journey that I think, for the most part, just wants to happen in the quiet zone of you. And I want to say that, A, that spirit of freedom is here guiding it, and B, your very own heart, your very own soul are here guiding it as well. And while that sacred journey is in process, I want to just provide some verbal commentary, some more background music, with just a few, I think probably about three of my own thoughts. Feel free to ignore my words if you'd like. If something deep is happening in you, either in a way that sort of takes you into a different dimensional field or conks you out, or in a way that just calls you to yourself in a special way so you can listen to your own wisdom, again, feel free to not pay attention to my words. But if you feel like paying attention, here they are. The first is a kind of a concept. And it goes something like this. I've come to see that every one of us is free. We're all free. That freedom is our natural state. Unfreedom is learned. Unfreedom comes from a whole mindset, a whole collective story or myth system, a whole way of interpreting events. But by nature, we're free. Our real truth is we're free. There really, in truth, is no unfreedom. Now, I know that can seem absurd because we say, well, look around. Look at all these people in prison. Look at holocausts of in various cultures throughout the world, throughout the ages. What do you mean we're free? Well, here's what I mean. And I'm not saying anything in contradistinction to anything else that looks like unfreedom, but here's the deal. Any sense of unfreedom that we have, any sense of, if you will, imprisonment that we have, especially internally, it's an illusion. And stick with me here. It's an illusion. And that statement, I think, implies that while our experience absolutely appears to be one of unfreedom, of imprisonment, our deepest truth is that we are free beings appearing to be unfree. Who was it? It was Don Miguel Ruiz, who said, we are all gods pretending to not be God. Well, I think in a similar way, we're all totally, completely free. It is our nature. Nothing takes away the truth of that, except they have we have these appearances. So let me, you know, being self-absorbed as I am and only wanting to talk about myself, I want to share with you just an example of that from my life. So some of you know my childhood years were very filled with the experience of being unfree, unloved, deprived, even victimized, disempowered, all the rest. And it was very convincing to me. I felt deeply confused and disempowered and anxious and all the rest. And that felt so real. And yet as the years rolled on, as I gained more and more insight, as I sat above the forest more and more and saw it from a bigger visual field, and especially as I felt lifted out of that prison, I realized something really, really significant. I was free the whole time. Now, when I woke up to that, trust me, it was unbelievable, and while fascinating, it was shocking. I'll repeat, I was free the whole time. And here's the way the picture, as I gradually watched it from over the forest, gave itself form. I had been placed in this situation, this family situation, this world situation, or maybe I should say perhaps I placed myself in this situation as an expression of a really perfect big plan, a plan to put myself in these particular aspects of humanity's unfreedom, humanity's pain, as a sort of a beginning level path, a path in which, through which, this mighty, completely free being that I am could have the experience of unfreedom, of humanity's unfreedom, in a totally personalized way, where I owned it totally as mine, so that in turn, I could completely grasp, not just conceptually, but emotionally, energetically, in my body, completely grasp its complexities and its pain. And that, so that in turn, I could become the master of those complexities. And I think I'm speaking for all of us, not just me. Become the master of those complexities, of those issues, and then help others on their similar journey. So in short, I was a totally free being, giving myself the experience of being unfree. So now, on the one hand, our conscious mind can both grasp and not grasp that, except when we're freer. When we're totally free, it makes perfect sense. But let me just let that thought go, and I'll share with you a second thought. And again, if you're hanging out internally, don't pressure yourself to stick with my words here. So my second thought is something like this. I think I'd say it this way. It seems to me that we all come to Earth, or to say it another way, we all choose to participate in this duality-oriented human world, specifically in order to have this experience of unfreedom. We come to the adventure park in order to ride the roller coaster, the scary roller coaster. Or we enter, if you're a teenager, you enter the movie theater where the scary drama is playing on the screen in order to have the experience of watching that and getting scared. Let me think of another way. We came into this very life circumstance that we're in, or that we were in, and we've embraced it in order to feel unfree or trapped or victimized or afraid or whatever, by choice. We've done it by choice because of a bigger plan, not to throw ourselves into the depths of despair, not to make ourselves totally depressed and suicidal and feeling like we're totally condemned and victimized, but to pretend to be unfree, to have our very own personalized Bastille experience, and then wake up to the real truth, the truth that we're actually in charge of the whole adventure. Now, just in that spirit, if it's okay with you, I'd like to read to you something I wrote several years back. It's a poem. It's a poem called The World of Duality. And I'm venturing to guess most of you haven't heard me read this poem, but it goes like this, and I'm going to skip some words just in the interest of our time. Called The World of Duality. What a life! Ups and downs, ins and outs, highs and lows, topsy-turvy, brainy and zany, fasts and slows. Inside out, outside in, upside down, and downside up. It's so confusing, so baffling, so bizarre, so nuts. It never stops, this funny world that makes no sense, runs so wild, takes no prisoners, is so intense. What a life! We're on the brink in this shaky, wobbly roller rink. Would it ever take a calmer turn, do you think? Be more normal? Be only kind, perhaps, gentle, overall. Would it ever stop hurting, stop confusing, stop baffling us all? Would it ever give up the ride, the drama, the pain, the strain? Would it? Could it? Even if it wanted it in its brain. Sure, it hurts. Sure, it wounds. And sure, it's hard, this willy-nilly, rocking, shocking earth of ours. Sure, it pulls us, pushes us, throws us, nudges us. But would we want it softer, smoother, without the fuss? Would we miss the ride, the twists and turns that make us cuss? I don't know about you, but for me, I'd yearn for the jolts, the shocks, the spurts, the dance, the unexpected, unforeseen, unknown chance. I'd pine for the comedy and tragedy, the hue and cry of a world that knows how to live and die, of a world that pushes and pulls, grows and shrinks, and loves me, throws me, plays me, moves me on its full-spectrum instrument of wobbly instincts. Now here's the part I want to really emphasize. I love this puzzling earth, this realm of dazzling, whirling, swirling worth, of joy and misery, of laughter and pain, of sunshine and rain, this world of wonder and stress, of mystery and pain. Yes, I'm in love. I'm in love with its unknowable mysteries, its exotic might that shoots me wondrously to its ecstatic height, then plunges me inexplicably to its delirious depth, and so gives me the surprise ride of my unsuspecting life and the surreal, real deal feel of the meaning of life. So, gratitude is on my lips, in my heart, in my deepest esteem, as I live, love, hurt, grieve, scream, and beam on the wild ride of this planet of whim, of this world of dreams. I wrote that, I felt, as an expression of the true spirit of this planet. This planet that doesn't often get a lot of good press. This planet that doesn't often, except on a really beautiful day, perhaps out in nature with the sun shining and maybe a beautiful river running by, making wonderful sounds that lift our spirit. It's a planet that frequently gets pretty cursed by us because we don't feel fully free in it. We don't feel like we've got the free, full picture of truth in it. So in that spirit, I felt like I picked up that pen and I wrote those words as if it were, yes, us talking, but the earth inviting us to what this funny world of duality is meant to be. So I'll just conclude that second thought by saying, gee, you know, we came here because in total freedom We wanted to experience duality. We wanted to experience both ends of the spectrum. We wanted to experience freedom and unfreedom. We wanted to experience power and fear. We wanted to experience, again, all directions of everything, male and female and all the rest. And we're here doing that. And so often we forget. We forget that we made a free choice to feel unfree. And so in that spirit, I have a third thought to share with us. And it's this. Again, it goes back to my sense of having helped people. And so often I've had the privilege of helping someone at that very special moment when that person all of a sudden moves, perhaps drastically, from their feeling of imprisonment into maybe a dramatic realization of their totally free state. And I think I've been extraordinarily blessed because not just scores of times, but hundreds and probably thousands of times, I've had the privilege of sitting with someone and being, yes, a helper, but also a big-time witness, a witness of one of those rare moments when infinity shows up in finiteness, when divine intervention just propels itself into the space of the moment and makes a big difference, when miracle or magic shows up and stirs us in a way where we just make a magical shift. And sometimes that experience happens this way, or that awakening happens in a way in which the person experiences what we could call a lot of things, but what I want to call their higher self, or their vast spirit, or their bigger dimensional self, or their mighty soul, just stepping up, showing up big time, literally maybe like downloading into them or awakening itself within them, maybe in their heart, installing itself even in their heart, and literally becoming their new center of truth, and maybe literally becoming their free self. It's like in that moment of kind of fresh rebirth, the person wakes up to, oh my God, this is who I really am. I am free. I am whole. I am the bigger me. And then from there, they're initiated into the truth of that, and the beauty of that, and the wonder of who they are, and the wonder of the very life they came here to be in. And then all of a sudden, that life becomes more of an adventure, even if they're still pulling that last foot out of that perceived prison. It's an amazing moment. And it's at that very moment that the person's self-concept, identity, truth, moves from that of an imprisoned self to one of a completely free being, free to take the dualistic state in which they live and make it the state of their free self, have that duality begin to serve them rather than vice versa, and serve not just their freedom, but their whole purpose and meaning in being here on this planet. How amazing you are, I am, we are, as beings who are by our nature, in a way that no circumstance or experience can change, are totally, totally free. And my invitation to us right now, here in this moment, is join with us as perhaps your higher self or your amazing soul or your biggest possible self with a capital S just right now maybe downloads or awakens or takes over your consciousness or crashes through the perceptions and interpretations and stories of your mind and shows you maybe in this moment the real truth of who you are, amazingly bright, brilliant, shining, light-filled, inviolable, dynamic, wondrous being of freedom. Right here, right now, in your heart, in your soul, in your very center, in the core of who you are. Here you are, awakened maybe right now to the fact, the truth, that you're completely free of any and every Bastille, especially any Bastille within you. And maybe just like it is on the streets of East Central Paris, where that Bastille used to be but is no longer, maybe in this moment as you look within, maybe that internal Bastille just disappeared. Maybe the truth of who you are, the truth of your freedom, the truth of your oneness with all that you are, the truth that you're here choosing in your totally free way to be your totally free self. That is an amazing gift. An amazing, amazing gift from you to you. From the very spirit of freedom to you. From your very heart and soul to you. From all of us who are holding you, loving you, and celebrating you as a totally free being to you. From this very earth, this duality-based earth, to you. All of us together. And even the very pain of your life, doing the same thing, reaching out to you, saying, hey, I understand. And I thank you for coming and taking me on and living me through and going through all the processes and rituals you've done to be free. Thank you, because in doing that, you've owned your own freedom, and you've freed me of the illusion that I, pain itself, am real in your life. And you're freeing this entire human race. And so picture yourself, if you care to, if you feel like it, picture yourself sitting right here, fully free, no prison inside, watching that freedom, that spirit of freedom, that light of freedom, that presence of freedom, that you of freedom, that free you, here, alive, well, radiating that freedom into every cell of your being, sparkling every vibrational resonance of that freedom into every speck of your energy field. And watch what that free you, that light of freedom, presence of freedom does. Watch as it moves out from you into the world around you, to those whom you love, to those for whom and about whom you care, for those about whom you don't care, who are also in your space, for those who are perhaps not your friends, but are maybe more your enemies. Watch what that free you does. Watch how the light of it, the presence of it, the radiance of it, the freedom of it does. It reaches out and it touches them in a way that awakens their freedom to be their true self. And watch further as that freedom in its spirit, in its light, in its vibration, in its soulfulness reaches out to every human being alive in this world, every human being who's been alive over the past millennia of this world, and though every human being who will be present forever until the end of this race. Watch what's happening. You are the blessing of freedom. You came to this world. You put yourself in the middle of seeming unfreedom in order to rise to your free state, your natural free self, and let that freedom reign. Let it radiate out into every human being, into every animal, into every insect, into every bird, into every tree and plant and flower, into every aspect of earth and dirt, into every rock and into every cloud and prana-filled atmosphere surrounding this planet, into the depths of the earth down to its very powerful electromagnetic core. Your free self, your free being, your free power can literally transform this planet, and you are here for exactly that. The beauty and the wonder of your saying, having said yes to coming here, being here, walking through what you've walked through, and in the process saying yes to the roller coaster ride, to the double ends, the both ends of duality, and then saying yes to your truth. As you ride, and in the way in which you ride through that duality, you wind up free, and your freedom right now is touching everything and everyone that exists. That powerful you are. That powerful you always have been. That powerful you always will be in your life and before, in your life and after. A blesser of all creation, in and through the most magnificent gift you could own and claim and bring and express, the gift of your beyond Bastille-like free, free, free self. Back to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Freedom. Freedom now. Freedom now is your nature as well as your right. Freedom now is your truth as well as your destiny. And freedom now is your power to hold you in this magnificent, never-ending state of known and appreciated and celebrated freedom, and to share that gift, that amazing, amazing gift, with so, so many others, especially at this time when many, many, many of us have come to serve the cause of freedom for a human family, for an earth family, for a creation family that so needs an extra blessing, an extra gift, an extra light of exactly the freedom that you are. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I mean thank you for being who you are. I've gotten these days, since it's my last year of service, I've gotten, a little emotional from time to time. And part of my emotion is about the exquisite beauty of every human being. And in a sense, to say everything I've just said a slightly different way, I feel like one of the ways that I've felt so moved to invite us to that freedom is to equally invite us to our beauty. It's, I think it was Augustine of Hippo that wrote something like, we travel miles upon miles to find the most beautiful mountain and the most gorgeous ocean, and we celebrate and revel in the utter beauty of nature. But we often look at each other and look at ourselves and we don't even notice. And so I want to thank you. Thank you for being so free, and in the mightiness and the wonder of your freedom being such a blessing. And I want to thank you also for being absolutely, completely beautiful and perfect. and just in a way that even in this moment is pretty much bringing tears to my eyes, just manifestations of the divine, what we call God or goddess, or of perfection. And just like we erroneously perceive ourselves as unfree when we're truly free, we erroneously perceive ourselves as imperfect and problemed when in fact the exact opposite is the truth. I thank you for being so willing to show up to who you really are, free and beautiful. And if I have my own special, special blessing as we complete this part of our sacred hour together, it is that freedom and that beauty in you just live so enormously, be so fully present, and be alive in your awareness every minute of every day. So thank you. In a moment, I'm going to invite us, in fact, I guess I'm doing it now, come to think of it, invite us to share something. If anybody wants to share anything verbally on the phone or in written form, if you're on the web, I'm going to invite that now. My request, as always, for this hour is not that you ask me any question, because this is not a sort of a mind-centered question-answer time. This is a satsang time of inspiration and blessing. And so if you feel like saying anything that I simply know will translate into a true blessing to all of us, what I want to do is invite you to do that. So if you're on the phone, all you need to do is press *2, and that will give me a clue that whoever's on your phone is wanting to talk. And if you happen to be on the web, you've got a little box there. You can just write whatever you would like to write, and I think there's a little send button. Just push send. And if you would like me to use your name, feel free to include that as you write it. And if you don't, then if you don't include your name, I won't mention your name. So I am ready for anybody who would like to express anything. And so far, I don't see anybody on the phone raising their hand. Let me go to the web. And would you believe there's nobody on the web? We are so speechless. And again, if that's the case, I totally understand. I'll give it another minute or so just to see if anybody wants to express anything. But so very, very often, and I get this feedback a lot, that we all go into kind of our own special space. And very frequently, it's a space that just doesn't seem to be consistent with talking or expressing. So, again, I'm just going to check the web, and nothing there. I'm assuming it's working. And, okay, nothing on the phone either. So here's what I'm going to do. Lucky you or unfortunate you, as the case may be, I would love to take maybe 5 minutes and with your permission, just bless you. And just all of a sudden in this moment, I'm feeling like, gee, maybe the reason, maybe this was a setup too. On the one hand, I try really hard in life not to make anything about me and not to make it about me being powerful, like a powerful blesser, etc. Simply because I really want every one of us to see and own the power within each of us. But the truth side by side with that is that I'm so often allowed to be a real blesser in a way that just makes a difference. So I am feeling an invitation to put into words a blessing. And this blessing comes from someone who loves you. This blessing comes from somebody who sees you, who sort of knows, if you will, the deepest, purest truth of you. Someone who's been allowed to sort of swim not just the waters of infinity, but swim the depths of human pain and human stuff. And so from every, from the far end of every spectrum of duality. I feel like I've been allowed to be a presence that pretty well knows it all and is allowed to speak, especially at certain moments, from a position of the power of all creation. So as the voice of all creation, especially the human creation, I would like to bless you with these words. I, Bill, at one level, your buddy, your friend, your pal, and I really feel like that. And at another level, one who's been allowed to soar into those regions where the hidden blessings of life live and have been allowed to powerfully unlock those blessings and unleash them at special moments. I, Bill, am saying to you, this is one of those moments. And I am blessing the totally free you. I'm equally blessing the you that may not know that you're totally free. And blessing not just whatever process or processes you're in order to lead yourself to that knowing, that full knowing, but to awaken within you whatever needs to be awakened so that even now, instantly, in this special moment, with a powerful, almost like electrical surge of energy, in an almost endlessly strong pulsing of divine intervention, in a dramatic expression of life-filled grace into any space within you that may feel unfree, or that already feels free but is ready and primed to feel freer and perhaps totally free. I, Bill, in and as all of that, literally take all of those hidden spaces of power throughout creation, divine power, grace-filled power, light-filled power, soul power, heart power, earth power, prana chi power, body power, consciousness power, but also human power, the very power of humanness. And put them all together right here, right now. And in this very moment, I give each of us, or awaken within each of us, or invite to come fully alive within each of us, that power and presence of total freedom that makes the difference. That in a fulfilling and completing way brings alive the truth that we are free, fully alive, fully here, fully us, fully everything, in a way that makes us masters of the very pains and bastilles and unfreedoms that we have believed have been our truth. In conclusion, I, Bill, in and as all of the above, as a spokesperson of and for your free self, as a mirror back to you of the beauty and power and wonder of your totally free self, say to you, you are free. You are now free. and I thank you. What a sacred, beautiful hour. I shall, over the next month, hold you so deeply in my heart. Continue that very blessing every day in my heart for you. And ongoingly, be whatever source of support for your absolute freedom that is allowed in every dimension. I thank you so, so much on behalf of Donna, on behalf of me, on behalf of everyone else who is here. Everyone else. Because it's not just we love you. You are us. And we need you. Our next time is going to be the 11th day of August, a month from now, second Thursday of August. And I will look super, super forward to that. I actually did the math, and I think after tonight, between now and the end of the year, we have four of these teleconferences left. And I will look forward to each one, and especially the one in August. Thank you so much. I am going to click a little button and invite us to say goodbye, each in our own way. Again, even if you're on the web, even if you're here later. And in that goodbye, invite our own intention, just that every one of us will be filled with the love of all of us, and they have a wonderful experience of freedom for these weeks ahead. So thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Billy.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Love you.